I spent the South London.
We are here in South London, aren't we? And the all of the South London institution. And I just want to say that I hope very much that you've been able to appreciate a little bit, in spite of the immense, difficult budget we find ourselves in, the generosity of his music, too. We push the boat back for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You just arrived in my imagination. Who likes the music?
I can't hear it.
Let it play on. We push the boat out, so we've got all sorts of extraordinary vintages. Food, that doesn't food. And the reason we push about it, even though the Queen is economising and everybody's cutting back and George Osborne is calling it 40% cuts, is because you are the movers and shakers of the South. And we wanted you very, very much to come here to meet my team, and to I wanted to be able to show our appreciation for what is, I think, the answer to the great conundrum that was posed by the last election. What was the great mystery of the last election? What was the great question that nobody understood? What was that? The question was, what is the big society? Do you remember? And this is the answer. You are, and we are, I think, collectively, the big society. And I'm not going to be a comment on anybody's waistline. But the truth is that when government proposes to get smaller, as we're told that it wants to, then society has got to get bigger. And we who care about our city, everybody, and I see so many representatives of voluntary groups of one kind or another, we have got to work together to protect and defend things that we believe in our city. And the first and most important thing that we've been trying to do here in City Hall with the police. Do I see representatives of the Great Metropolitan Police Service here? I think I do. Yes, I do. You're most welcome. Is fighting crime, which has been of huge importance. And I could read the statistics, couldn't I? I could just pat like a politician for Wandsworth and Merton and Southwark. Shall I? Why not? Wandsworth. Total crime is down 12%. Merton down 3.2%. Southwark down 4.5%. Lambeth down 5.5% that year on year. That is not too bad. In each of the boroughs here, according to the statistics, which of course may be misleading, we've got to be careful about it. But according to the statistics, things are improving on the crime front. But nobody in City Hall, nobody doing my job, could conceivably be complacent about it. Because we all know what's going on in our streets. We all know the issues with gun crime and knife crime, and we all know that it's not good enough for us just to do what we're doing, which is taking thousands of knives off the streets of London. Do you know how many knives we have taken off the streets of London with the stop and search in the last 2 years that I've been mayor? Not 1.7 million, that is a high estimate. 1.7 million, nobody will be able to eat their food. How many knives have we taken? We've taken 9,500 knives off the streets of London. And if you consider that if just one of those, if just 1%, 1%, what's 1% of 9,500?
95.
That applies on you. Like, if 1% of those knives have been involved in a serious or a fatal incident, how much greater of a tragedy we would see on the streets of London. But we know that is not enough. We know it's not enough just to suppress knife crime, don't we? How do you tackle knife? You've got to tackle the root causes. You've got to engage with the kids who are getting involved in knife crime. You've got to give them alternatives. And that's why we're promoting U London, Project U. Anybody know what I mean by U London? The Scouts and the Guides. Yes, I need some knowledge. So thank you. Well done, U London. It's an amazing thing. It's the Scouts, the Guides, the Cadets, the Sea Cadets, the Brownies, all those kinds. They're fantastic. And we want to promote it, we want to encourage it, we want to get away from the crazy CRB check hysteria. Yes? And stop so many adults, stop also any sensible adults when feeling that they can volunteer. And we want to see more mentors for young people.
Yes.
Yes, okay, you're signed up. Anybody who wants to sign up, please get in touch with the rest, with my staff you'll find here this evening. Because I believe that we can deal with these problems. I'm not saying we're going to crack it. I'm not saying we're going to wipe it out. But we can deal with it by working together and by mobilising people to volunteer across this city. And the second thing, of course, I'm very proud of is the way that we're able to have done some good things. I would say this, I'm the mayor, some good things on transport. Do you agree with me? Not just the East London Line extension, the East London Line extension 2B, which, do you know about that? Oh, it's fantastic, and do you know what TfL brilliantly decided to do? We've already got the £1 billion East London Line, right, going from Croydon all the way through the city, Hackney, all those fantastic new East London Line. But we've also got the East London Line 2B going across to Clapham Junction. So you know what we decided to do at TfL? We decided to rename it. Yes, but we have a new line for London. We have a new line, and not no longer the East London Line extension 2B. This is the new South London Line. Isn't that? So well done, TfL, for renaming that brilliant line. We reduced the numbers of delays on the Northern Line by 15%, so that the average, I couldn't believe this when they told me it's true, the average journey on the Northern Line, and maybe some skip, the average journey on the Northern Line is now 1 minute shorter. I can only repeat what TfL assured me. On the Victoria Line, we had new trains and more capacity, and of course, as I hope you have seen from our mayoral transport strategy, we have a vision to remedy the gap in provision on the underground in South London. So we want to extend the Northern Line to Battersea. In fact, we want two new stations. You know? Isn't that a good idea? Fancy? And we want tax increment financing to pay for it. Anybody know what I mean by tax increment financing? Now Shawcross does, and she supports it. It's a brilliant idea. You know what it is? We go to the Treasury, and we say, you allow us to finance this against the future increment in the business taxes, in taxes that will come in to the government as a result of the boom in business that will be produced in Battersea. That's what we want. Isn't that a brilliant way of financing two new tube stations? I think it is, and that's what the Treasury does. Thank you, Dick Tracy, who is an indefatigable fighter for this. We want two new stations at Battersea. We want to extend the Bakerloo line. Yes? To Camberwell, thank you. We want to extend the Bakerloo line to South East London. And above all, we want, in the next 2 years, I mustn't detain you. You want to get on and mingle and talk to everybody else who's working on the same projects as we are. We want to harness the excitement of the Olympics to drive change and improvement, not just in the five Olympic host boroughs, but across the whole of London. And I want, and I'm thrilled that so many South London boroughs are involved in the cycle hire scheme. Yeah, fantastic. And do you know? That there are no all four boroughs are the lucky beneficiaries of the first new cycle superhighway. How about that? It's going all the way through, and I was slightly disappointed to read just a few hours ago that according to some blogger my brand new bright blue cycle superhighway is already being dug up by roadworks. Even before it has opened. But, do you know what my solution is? We are introducing not just a permit scheme for roadworks, which will apply across London, but also, of course, we have for the first time a government commitment to lane rental, which is the only serious way to get the utilities companies to recognise that they can't just dig up the roads whenever they want, and to cause massive inconvenience for everybody driving around London. It's the only serious way to deal with roadworks. And we have a commitment from our government from the new government to deliver it. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe our city were so lucky at this time to be serving in our city and working in London, because this city, with the Olympics, with all the investments that we're making, I think has an amazing future. London is the most diverse, the most exciting, the most generous, the most welcoming city on earth. Can I tell you one statistic? When people come to London, when the world comes to London in 2012, there will be athletes from 50 countries who will find a home crowd here of more than 10,000 people. Do you understand what I mean by that statistic? There is no other city in the world, no other city in the world that comes close to London. And my job, our job, is to harness that Olympic excitement to drive on the improvements that we want to see. Vauxhall Nine Elms Battersea programme, let's get it done. Fantastic programme for regeneration. Elephant and Castle, who's here from Elephant and Castle apart from Val? What an amazing prospect for regeneration we've got at the Elephant and Castle. Brixton Town Centre, which we're forging ahead with. Improvements in urban realm in Wimbledon and in Mitcham, and of course the Olympic live sites that we're going to be doing at Jubilee Gardens. But what we mustn't do, I'm going to end on this thought, what we mustn't do is, in all the frenzy that's going on at the moment about cuts, we mustn't make the mistake of cutting things that will do long-term damage to London's ability to compete and our attractiveness as a city for generations to come. And let me tell you, I think we've got a great new government. I mean, you may not agree with me completely, but I've got a fairly good chance of finding some supporters from this government, because it comprises two political parties. In fact, this government is like a piece of wonderful new clean green technology, isn't it? It is a Toyota hybrid. It's a Prius. Isn't it? Most of the time, this government runs pretty much on good old-fashioned conservative petrol. Yeah? But from time to time, as and when the moment demands, it switches invisibly to a Liberal Democrat electorate. In silence. Now, that's a great thing. That's a great thing. Have a wonderful new hybrid type government. But the difference between this government and normal Toyota brakes is that in this case, I'm afraid, I think the brakes really do work. There is a risk. There is a risk, I think, that if this government puts on the brakes too hard and cuts spending too sharply, then frankly, there is a risk that the passenger will break his or her nose against the wheel. You see what I'm is this metaphor? Are you sticking with it? And that's why I think we need to make that point to government, and we need to be arguing for the things that will make London a great city, not just in 5 years' time, but in 10 years' time, but in 20 years' time. And that's why I think whatever they cut, whatever they do, it will be total madness for this government to cut Crossrail, even though it doesn't go through South London. I appreciate it may not be upmost in your mind. It would be total madness. But it would be even madder. Would it not be even madder to cut the upgrades of the Northern Line? One of the biggest single transport arteries in this country. It would be totally insane, in my view, to cut provision for affordable housing, by which we can give Londoners on modest income places to live and keep the London economy moving. And it would be nutty, it would be mad to cut police numbers and imperil our ability to keep our streets safe and stop them from becoming safer. And I make that point as a proud Conservative, because I believe there is a strong economic case for believing that London is the motor of the UK economy, and if you stop investment in London, then you starve that motor
We will work together
to get that point over to all our friends in central government, at whatever level, in whatever party we happen to find them. And let's all work together to stick up for London. I'm most grateful to you all for coming along, and I hope very much that you'll take this opportunity to mingle, to talk to my team.
Can we hear from Val, please?
Say again?
Can we hear from Val, please? You have mentioned her several times. Could we hear from her herself?
I'm sure you can even have a word with her in due course.
Well, can't you go up there like you're in?
And I'm delighted to hand over to Val. She really wants to say something. She's blushing bashfully. I think we'll spare Val the ordeal of having to say something. She'll be very gracious about it. You're kind to volunteer, Val, to give a speech. Now, if anybody else wants to give a speech, they're most welcome to do so. But can I? Can I, in the interim, thank you all very much for coming along. You are representatives of the big society, and I hope that next year, when you come back for the successor reception of this great event, that you will be even bigger, and our society will be bigger still. And since the stage is about to be stormed, I'm going to leave it.
On Saturday, you did a very brave, courageous thing. At Gay Pride, you announced that you were against the ban on same-sex marriage and you support the right of gay people to get married and register. That was a very courageous thing to happen.
In the audience, but next year, perhaps anybody who does want to make an impromptu speech could give up. Thanks very much for coming along.